All right. So I created Law Atlas, and I'm going to sort of, it's only been around for about a year, so I'm going to talk about the history of it. But really, I'll probably have to tell you what it is real quick, and at least tell you why we made it. So how did we begin? Why would we have wanted to do this? The reason is we want to take some research and we want to store it in a way that is not Excel or Access. So kind of we see 50 state data sets. They're all over the place. They're sitting around in spreadsheets, and you can't really do too much with them. So what we did was we took some of these that had already been created by PHLR, and I started to try to figure out or deconstruct what really would happen. And this is kind of what they look like, and this is what gave me the idea of what to do. So we had some MS, some Microsoft Access databases, and I outputted them to XML. So XML is sort of a semi-structured data language that puts key values together, and you can make some really kind of complicated things. But that's not really the point. The point is we take the thing on the left here and we put it on the thing on the right, and then what we end up with is a data set that is in a database, not in Excel, not in Access. It's online, it's on the web, and it's also dynamic structure. So what I mean is that you can create the data, you can actually create the schema, which is the hard part. Like, usually when you hire a web developer, they come in and they're like, hey, what do you want to make? What is the thing you're after? And you're like, oh, this is what it is. And I was like, it needs these fields. Well, to get over that problem, like, every data set's different. You know, like Steve here and Corey, their data sets aren't the same. I can't have the same fields in the same, you know, same form. So what we did is we made something that they can actually create a schema. And so it becomes a document-oriented data. So what that means is it's a database model where I said it's semi-structured. There's a lot of advantage to it. Really what people usually do is this is a scalable thing. This is what we would use for big data. So if I wanted to take this database and replicate it all over the world, I could do that. But the real reason that we used it is we wanted to make these complicated schemas on the fly. Like, I don't want to make them for you. I want you to be able to make them, and I want you to be able to change them and do anything that you want to with them. So what ends up happening is I made these, what we call the workbench, and what the workbench does is to make the schema, we make questions. And we make questions, some of them have answers, and there's a couple of different types. And then if you see on the right here, you can make them nested. So you could kind of, we kind of have this ancestor scheme where you have parents and children and grandchildren. But in the end, what you end up with is conditional questions. So if it's a yes-no question, like this one, when I say yes, it's little children pop out and you can answer those questions too. And then this gives you the ability to go in and do whatever you want to. I don't have to figure it out. But what you're basically doing is you're building a database schema in this step. And then once you're done with that step, you got your schema, so now it's time to do some data entry. And then we have forms that have basically just a few basic parts on every record, and then all the questions that you had. So we always wanted jurisdiction, so we have a state, because that's how we're going to measure things. And we all always have a date range. So we have an effective date and a valid through date. And, of course, we always have some legal text. The legal text can be, a law, a policy. Different things can be in there. And then here comes the questions that you created in your schema. And you can see that we always have a citation available. We can always put a caution flag on it if there's some problem with this little piece of data. And then you can see that this question might have some children. So you can kind of make a really complicated data set that is still manageable. The form understands what you need to do, and it'll lead you through. So this is all about input, and that's great, but what about output? Really, to get your data out there is the point of all this, I think. So Law Atlas will print out some things for you, like here's all your data in a grid online. Here it is in Excel. You can just dump that in. You can use that somewhere else. And then these are the things that we really spent a lot of time making as we made these interactive maps. And the interactive maps, again, take the questions that you have coded back in your schema, that you then entered data into your coding forms, and then it basically answers those questions on this map. And it doesn't have to be a 50-state map. It can also be, like here, we have Seattle King County that we've been working with, and they have, this one's about hospitals. So anything you can describe, I can make a data set about, and, you know, and then so that's kind of the history, and it's also really the reason that we did it. But there's also a lot of other things we're going to do. I've actually been showing you a new version of Law Atlas in these slides. And then some of the things that are in these is that this current version is mobile friendly, it's responsive, and we're also we also have an API now that we're starting to work with so that we can have a little bit more interoperability so that I can make this data on Law Atlas and then I could put it somewhere else. So maybe on, you know, any site that you're, you know, want to work on, even a mobile app, you know, if you really had a great data set, you wanted to make an app about it, you could do that. And so, you know, here's the rawatlas.org if you guys want to visit it and tool around. And if anybody has any questions, you know, please feel free.
We can take questions now if you'd like, if anybody has any.
Oh, louder.
Excuse me?
Cost factors, they kind of vary. I mean, really, I don't usually think about the cost, but we have a little licensing fee, so it really depends on what you want to do. Like what I said, it's like if you wanted to really say, hey, I'd like to make this data set, and then I'd like to store it on my site, and I want to make an interactive map on my CMS, wherever I have it, you know, then we'll talk about that. But if you just want to sort of put your data up here and, you know, just use it internally or like there's something that we want, then, you know, we can talk about that later, but, you know, it's like, it's pretty reasonable and we have some different things. I mean, we can do as much as you want. So that's kind of the point, is that we want to take this data and do what you want to with it. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Like, well, another thing that I'm planning is actually what you're saying is like a little bit more, just a kind of more of an advanced query so that you can start to put some filters on. And we also want to do some cross-sectional things like that. So, yeah, we're just kind of like, and generally, I get all my ideas from like these guys and from people like you. So it's you know, whenever there's a problem to be solved, it's always interesting. We get a new feature out of it. So, you know, it's been a pretty crazy year for, you know, for 1 year. But I think that it could probably it's got a lot more expansion. We really just started. I guess that's what I'm saying. So, anything else? Well, I thank you very much.